Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. Welcome to the chapter 6 of the healthcare marketing. We understood what is healthcare marketing. We understood the need of healthcare marketing. We understood the strategies of healthcare marketing. We saw how to develop a plan. Now, we are going to implement the healthcare marketing plan. Who are the stakeholders? Who will be effective in this entire role? We will also understand what is RACI matrix. And we will get into an understanding of RACI matrix in a detailed way, as far as the healthcare marketing is concerned. So to deep dive in, let's go. So the first thing, you know, to implement a plan, I have to assess organizational capability. For example, what are my team skills? What is the availability of tools that I have? Do I have to buy new tools or do I have the tools and not yet used? We may have to go for a review of our workflow maturity, then check cross-department readinesses and the IT and the clinical teams. Now, when I say evaluate team skills, I have to understand their digital prowess, the creative analogy, the analytics and the strategy, the tools, the CRM, the CMS, email, SMS, analytics, the approvals, campaign, setup and reporting, everyone. Now, how do I align the key stakeholders? See, please understand, if my messaging has to be consistent to the patient, then my messaging consistent has to be across teams also. If my communication campaign goals are part of the patient experience, then my campaign goals should also be communicated across all departments. If I am looking at the patient experience at the hospital, then the front desk, the call center, the scheduling team has to be ready for the patient volume. If I'm looking at sponsorship for resources, so I have to prioritize them, and most importantly, I have to involve the clinical champions early to ensure medical accuracy. I have to implement the readiness checklist, the roles, the owners, the responsibilities clearly defined, all the creative ads, the tracking of setup completes, the dashboards, the tags, the operational SOPs, and legal, ethical, and leadership approvals have to be secured. Managing change in healthcare is kind of to promote the teamwork between clinical, digital, and operational units, because these are the three challenging units that will face to promote the marketing. You have to address the resistance or concerns openly and early. You cannot wait for it to happen. You have to provide job aids. So you have to provide scripts if there's a call center. If you have to provide FAQs, if there's somebody turns off and asks, then there are workflow guides. You have to offer quick training sessions for staff using new tools. You cannot do an 8-hour training program for them. It has to be online or it has to be a 2-hour or a 3-hour training session at the max. And you also have to explain the why of this campaign matters. The patient access, the service growth, and the awareness of the entire program or campaign. But apart from all this, now, this is also an important point that when you will need to delay a launch, the first time you will think of delaying a launch if there is a technical gap. Slow landing pages, booking issues, call waiting is increasing, broken links, all these things, when it happens, you have to delay a launch. When the patient handling process is unclear or the flow is not written or you are understaffed. Incomplete creative assets or messaging inconsistencies are also there to delay a launch. Approval still pending from clinical or legal teams. Now, one thing I can be rest assured to put it in on a stamp paper to say, your biggest delay in launch will be your approval pending from the clinical or the legal teams, because what you're showing out there has clinical and legal complications. So be very aware of that. When we have done from the planning, we now have to do the actual work. We have to use the actual marketing mix, the goals, the teams, clinical marketing operations will have to work in tandem. And the goal is very simple. You have to bring the marketing strategy to life in a practical way. You cannot go ahead and wait for the actual thing to happen. You have to create in a tandem what we offer, how we price it, where we deliver, how we promote it. You have to do all of them. Now, the first is the product. Now, how will you plan the product? Either you can have a bundle services, or there is the services included as doctor access, follow-up, supports and information. So the product is equal to the entire patient experience. So you can offer a bundle services that create more value than single services. Patient access, the distribution. Patients might be able to reach services easily. You cannot create an entire diagram where there is a lot of checks and balances that should have done in the pre-care. Offer care through clinics, telehealth, and home care and helplines. You can adjust timings or locations to match the patient lifestyles. Example, after office hours, or on Saturdays and Sundays. You can use apps, portals or call centers for easy booking or communication. You have to build partnerships with pharmacies, schools, NGOs and employers to expand reach. Prices must be clear, must be fair and easy to understand. You know, for example, I'm coming here for a lipid profile. Now, what is the lipid profile says that I am high on diabetic? It is a possible or high on cholesterol. So then what's the road ahead? And if I take that road, then what are the pricing that I have? So it has to be clear. Then the best way to do is you can package pricing. You can create a tiered pricing. You can create a subsidized pricing. It's completely based on the package that you're offering. But before that, you have to work with finance and doctors so that the prices are ethical and realistic. See, you cannot put a price where there will be a loss, and you cannot put a price which is unethical. So for example, in a retail market, people cannot sell any goods beyond the MRP. That's an ethical practice. If anyone is selling beyond, so I walked in one of these stores one day and I was buying a thumbs up bottle, and the price of the bottle is 40. He charged 45. When I say, why it is 45? He said, no, it's from a refrigerator. So the moment I said, okay, give me a warm bottle, he was stunned. So the awareness, the thought process creates everything. Explain what the patient get for the services. You know, in this package, you will get the 1-2 pathological tests, 2 consultations and 4 follow-ups. Give a number to the services and communicate EMI options, insurance support and scheme coverage. When you are creating an awareness, it's a basic health information. You are not there to tell them what the decisions will they take. So awareness is basic health info. Consideration is, if this information is given, then what is the benefit? What are the success stories? What will be the decision, the prices, the offers and the booking links? So decide what the key messages would be. Simple, empathic and patient friendly. Keep tone consistent. Keep the tone caring, trustworthy. Create visual identity and doctor presence. Both should match the brand and use the language that is easy to understand without medical jargon. You don't have to show your prowess on medical jargon just because you want the best clinical competence in bypass surgery. No medical jargon. So you can put in easy language. We do bypass surgeries. These are the timelines. Please visit Dr. So-and-so. You think about putting a price. Everybody knows bypass surgery is one of the costly surgeries in India. Then once you know this, you get into designing advertising campaigns. So again, you have to choose a goal, identify the audience, users of health and days and months. You have to create a content, but you have to ensure that all the content is medically accurate and approved. See, I told you, your biggest delay would be from the medical and the legal team, because the data that you're going to represent has to go through a regulatory affair, and there is compliance also. So all these things put together, that is, will be the biggest delay. So you might create a video, you might create a banner, a poster, an email and a landing page. You might use World Heart Day, World Cholesterol Day. You can use all those things, but the content has to be medically accurate and approved, and also legality matters. Now, online search ad, display ad, social media, email, SMS, offline radio papers, radio, newspapers, posters, useful for local and older audiences. I don't take any newspapers today. I might go to online to read something, but the older audiences might still read the newspapers. So, you know, giving an advertisement there or a paper insert might work out there. Community channels, health camps, workshops, influencers, monitor performance and shift money to the best performing channels. Do not keep focus. Okay, just because somebody said it is 10%, I'll keep 10% money. If you think this channel is not working, so you have done an expense of 2%, then the rate 8% you should focus shift to the channel where the channels are performing more. Now, it's a Venn diagram. It's between an organic marketing versus a paid marketing. And the commonality area gives you the actual figure how to work on it. So if I look at organic marketing, it is to nurture your brand image. It is to build relationship with customers. It is to increase customer loyalty. Now, if you look at all these three things, these are long term. On the paid side, you see calibrate posts, reach a bigger audience, bring in leads faster. So these are short term. Now, when you inculcate the long term and the short term as a strategy, what you're doing, you're extending the reach of the organic. Because you have paid as well as you're nurturing your brand image. So it creates an extension or the extent of reach of your organic ads. You optimize post with A/B testing. You learn more about your audiences because you're reaching a bigger audience and you are building relationship with customers. And then you retarget your audience. So if you see the Venn diagram, it talks about four basic connotations where how to extend the reach of your organic way of marketing, how to optimize your posts, how to learn more about your audience, and then retarget your audience. But the other things are running on simultaneous way. So you cannot leave any one of them. When you do personal selling, when you do publicity and promotions, what you're doing is your personal sellers are your counselors. I mean, who take you for the first, you know, filling up the form, guiding to the doctors, letting them know what is happening, whether it's a GP referrals, what is a hospital liaison, whatever it is. These are your personal selling brands. Your publicity is your press release, expert quotes, health articles. Let's say one of the renowned cardiovascular doctor from Europe did visit your hospital and spoke about an article. So you can do a campaign on that. Sales promotion, limited time checkup offers, launch discounts. So these tools will build trust and reach patients who need more reassurance. Combine them with ads for maximum impact. Advertising is an old age technique. It's still one of the most visible, one of the most effective is used properly. What are the common objectives? Once again, the awareness, consideration, lead generation, and brand reinforcement are the base things. Okay, when you do awareness, is there a new specialty coming up? Is there a new service coming up? Encourage patients to learn more using through various health awareness programs, and then drive inquiries and appointments, and ultimately trust, care, quality, and credibility. Use SMART goals, increase auto bookings by 20% in 3 months. So that's a SMART goal. Objective should guide the message, tone, and creative style. Okay, media planning, offline, online, and direct. Let us focus on offline. Newspapers and radio are for local. Radio is still operable at everywhere in India. Somebody who uses Radio Mirchi 91.1, you can have a 20-second slot as an advertisement out there. Now, this is for commuter audiences or rural audiences because they don't typically read a newspaper in the morning. For example, in Bombay, people who travel to work, they travel almost on one side 25 to 30 kilometers. So they might not get time to read the newspaper in the morning. They might hear the radio because everywhere people get into this web services or, you know, web series and other reels and everything. So you can use that. But radio is typical for rural and commuter audiences. Newspapers are those for a local credibility. So there is a hospital nearby. They want to do a paper insert of, you know, doing a cardiovascular week. Outdoor boards are visibility near clinics. If you have a clinic nearby, you can do an outdoor boarding. And TV is for mass awareness and emotional storytelling. For example, the polio campaign that happened. So there were big names from the Indian film fraternity who came up with the welcome of the polio awareness. So that's a mass awareness and emotional storytelling that we had so much of polio, now we don't have polio. So something else, for example, for COVID, after COVID, to reach the mass, they used TV and various social media to promote the COVID shield and Covaxin. They promoted a movie which Dr. Gupta had created, the Covishield and Covaxin actual material was approved by the Serum Institute in Pune. So even they showcased that in the video and they used the media to put it. So it's a storytelling. The online media, it's search ads, high intent patients, display banners, retargeting, social ads is precise targeting by age, location and interest, video ads, patient stories and doctor explainers, direct marketing, email and SMS, reminders, offers, follow-ups, useful for retention, reactivation, and conversions. Now, this is what we spoke about internal. If we are managing external agencies, now, big houses, big hospitals will definitely use external agencies because you cannot, if, for example, Narayana Group of Hospitals or Fortis, Jupiter, you know, Apollo, these are Manipal, these are huge brands. So they will have external agencies because their media campaign is much, much bigger than a smaller one. So if you're using a media or if you're using an external agency, you have to clearly define the scope, the creatives, the narratives, the storytelling, the media plan, the campaign duration, how the reporting would happen, how the brand guidelines will happen, the patient persona, the compliance requirements. Because when you begin to an external agency, your compliance requirement is much more higher. You have to set an workflow, including clinical and legal review of those documents. So there has to be approved workflow. You have to track agency performance with agreed KPIs, the conversions, the leads that they generate. And most importantly, they should have regular updates, budget clarity, and performance reports. Once we understood that, then the ethical guidelines. So be accurate and honest. No false promises. No guaranteed cures. I mean, no doctor has ever given a guaranteed cures. Okay, in 1920, when black fever came into option, nobody knew. Penicillin came in, the doctor still said, we am not sure, but it will help prevent this kind of black fever in the future. That's what happened. No fear-based messaging or emotional manipulation. Do not make superiority complaints that you cannot provide or that is not verified. If you are using patent stories only with clear written consent, so for example, putting an ad just below, this is published from so-and-so journal. Comply with MCI, ASCI and other regulatory bodies, and you clearly explain pricing, offers and limitations. These are called the ethical advertising in healthcare. The internal governance and SEP execution, again, a review protocol for all ads, the legal, the clinical, the marketing, to sign off all medical accuracy, cultural sensitivity and ethical tone. You should not harm anyone. Keep clear documentation for compliance and audits. For the second and third point, medical accuracy, cultural and ethical tone, and clear documentation for compliance and audits. How many of you remember Fair and Lovely, if I remember that cream? It said it makes you whiter. Have you seen any ad that comes with a color problem? The answer is no, right? Why? Because you are not being cultural sensitive. It might be racist. So ethical advertising builds trust, credibility and long-term reputation. Now, why the implementation matters? Obviously, to track progress and maintain accountability, to see how much is the performance, to check whether the patient experience is getting better or not, to check whether the leads are generating or not, to reduce confusion by aligning marketing, clinical and operations team, to ensure campaigns have clear ownership, timelines and deliveries. Critical in healthcare where delays or unclear processes impact patient experience and trust. See, I can go on, to be honest with you. And with the connotation of everything put together, the variable point is the patient experience and trust. Now the tactical planning again. I told you, use a NAT chart for campaign calendar. Use realistic milestones and deadlines. You can do a soft launch versus full rollout. You can do again by soft launch versus hard launch. What's the difference? A soft launch is something which is not the official launch, which is just launched within a very close group of people, maybe internally. That you have launched a first landing page and you're using it within an internal people to see how it happens. So there are companies who do a soft launch, then they do a semi-hard launch, then they do a hard launch, and a full rollout. What's a semi-launch? Semi-launch is nothing. Internal customer data is with me. Now I do to a selective audience. So anybody who is coming in this hospital will do with them. And then the full rollout. I can give you one example, but not from healthcare industries. The IRCTC app and the Tatkal booking had a problem. That, you know, you went there, it went on, and you already book a ticket, so everything went on to a waiting list. And Tatkal booking wait list, if not confirmed, it will be refunded in full. They had a problem. What they did was, they increased the timeline. Now, if you're using an app, in that app, you have to connect your Aadhaar card so that the moment you book a ticket, it's done automatically. Nothing to do. So that means, you know, they identified the key deficiencies. For us, it's the clinical approvals. Now, clinical approval, for example, it is being published in one of the best medical journals of the world. But what's the harm of taking an approval? It's better. See, prevention is better than cure. We remember in healthcare, that's exactly the same thing. And most importantly, you would need to assign ownership for every task. So content, there should be a primary owner, a backup owner for digital, a primary, a backup, for CRM, a primary, a backup, a clinical, a primary, a backup. You cannot hold everything. And break every initiative into specific action items. Doctor video, landing page, ad launch, patient awareness campaign, heart campaign, ear, nose and throat campaign. So, and then you divide them into the owners for the content of doctor video. Who is the primary, who is the secondary or the backup for digital of doctor video. So this is how you create action steps and timelines. When you're budgeting and doing a resource allocation, see a typical 3 month split. What do? I will spend 30% of my budget into digital ads, 20% into content, 15% into CRM, 20% into events, 10% into analytics, 5% into buffer. If you try to add this, you see 15 and 5 is 20, 20, 20, 60, 30 and 10, 40, 100. Now this is not your entire budget. This is maybe your first quarter budget. So if your first quarter budget is 100, that means 30 rupees should go to digital ads, 20 rupees should go to content creation, 15 rupees for CRM tools, 20 rupees for events, programs, awareness campaigns, 10% to data analytics and 5% I'll keep as a buffer so that if anything happens, I can add to any of the channels. And this fund should be distributed into awareness, engagement and conversion programs. When I say awareness, why am I creating this program? It is for awareness. So for awareness, how much should I spend in digital, in content, in CRM, in events, in analytics and the buffer? If I'm doing an engagement program, then how much into digital, the events, the buffer and the CRM? Plan the human resources, the internal team capacity, the agency support, the clinical availability. I'll give you a wonderful example. To create a video of a doctor for a 15-minute video, you have to shoot around 30 or 45 minutes. Because then the editing team will sit together to see what are the key messages, because that has to go through an approval from clinical as well as legal team. So even that time should be added. So when I'm creating a calendar, so let's say one doctor video to be created on, let's say, prostate, or one doctor video to be created on influenza virus, or one doctor video to be created on what is after COVID. Now, all these are sensitive items. Now, for that one video, is that video an awareness, an engagement, or a conversion? So let's take an example. It's an awareness. If it is an awareness, then who are the responsible from the internal team? So let's say A, B, C are from the internal team who will create the video. They will shoot with the doctor. They'll take the video. So let's say they want to roll out a 15-minute video. So they took a 30-minute video. All this is done by the internal team. Then that video should be done into a proper setup, which is has to be given to an agency. If it is given to an agency, then what is the agency support? What is the timeline? Then I have to go for clinical approval and a legal approval. Then what is the time? Once I add all these things, then I can give it to my stakeholder. Then this one video will take internal team time so much, agency support so much, clinical and legal availability so much. So the total time is 7 days. And after the 7 days, we'll get the first video. Or you can cut in between. So let's say internal team will shoot the video in 2 days. Agency support will take another 5 days. And after the 5 days, we can see the video and then we'll send it for clinical approval and legal. And that might take another 1 or 2 days. So in total, it's a 7 or 9 days. It's an example. What it means is, it gives you to maintain a small contingency for unforeseen changes or testing. Again, what are the KPIs and success metrics? Define KPIs linked to campaign goals and business objectives. Set primary KPIs, appointments, CPA, secondary KPIs, engagement, impressions. Compare results. Track using tools like Google Analytics, CRM systems and dashboard. Establish clear evaluation timelines weekly, monthly and quarterly. Again, the same thing. Create a shared KPI sheet or a dashboard for transparency. Hold regular checks, update stakeholders, use insights to refine speed, messaging, and document every learnings for future campaigns. Why? I don't have to tell you. Prevention is better than cure. Prevention mismatches in capacity, staffing, and resources. Consistency, credible patient experience. Promised externally is delivered internally. Must work in tandem with operations, HR, strategy, and finance. Position marketing as a strategic enabler strategic enabler, not a standalone function. Again, marketing goals should directly support organization priorities, medical tourism goal, multilingual content with internal partnerships. You share dashboards to track contribution to KPIs, match campaigns to growth targets, new geographies, participate in annual strategic business planning. Integrating it, smooth journey from an ad click to appointment to clinical care. How will it happen? Cross-function, call centers, IT support, campaign with physician schedules and outpatient capacity. I was booking for a doctor for one of my friend, and I think it was in Practo. They gave me the entire calendar of the doctor and the time. Operational readiness, staff behavior, service standards, recognize and reward staff, identify employees for testimonial reels and patient stories. A compassionate care campaign must be reinforced by frontline staff as well as the patients. Finance, strategic partner, not a budget gatekeeper. You have to co-create budget, you have to track ROI, cost per lead, you have to look at finance insights to justify new tools. Marketing should be seen as a revenue driver, not a cost center. Once again, whatever I said is put into this small table. Strategy and planning, operations, human resources, finance. What is the collaboration areas? Align campaign goals with long-term business priorities, consistency and shared direction. What will operations do? Coordinate service readiness, patient journey execution, and seamless care experience with reduced service gaps. Human resources, reinforce brand values through internal communication and training. Patient-facing staff embody the brand. Finance, co-plan budget, track ROI, inform decisions for better investment focus. Marketing are ethical and compliant, consistent patient-sensitive communication, be approved by your clinical as well as legal. There is no last-minute objections because governance matters. Trust, leadership, ensure strategy, clinical team, validated medical accuracy, patient services, prepare for increased inquiries, legal and compliance, review risks and regulations, operation IT systems. Share data, ROI, early feedback, dashboard, timeline. Share quick wins from past campaigns. What are the objectives, key messages, budgets, timelines, media plans, compliance, and clinical accuracy? That's your approval process. So first, your plan should be get as approved as objectives are clear. Key messages and budgets, that's the first approval. Second approval is for creatives, ad landing pages and brochures. Third approval is for timelines and media plans. And the most time will take in between compliance and clinical accuracy. The workflow would be drafting, function, leader, sign off, final distribution. You have to draft a plan which has everything. Key messages, CRM tool to be used, owners, timeline, first cutoff date, second cutoff date, soft launch, full launch. It should also have the review plan. Who will do the clinical review? Who will do the legal review? How will the operations provide input? Then it goes to the leadership. So the CEO or the COO and the departmental heads and the final distribution is their appropriate plan with the implementation roadmap. Best practices, SLA times to avoid delays, have version control. Using RACI matrix. Now, this is one of the key aspects of the matrix as we always speak about. So, RACI matrix stands for responsible, accountable, consulted, and informed. So, who are the people responsible for this? Who are the people accountable for this? Who are the people would be consulted? And who are the people would be informed? Why there is a RACI matrix? Because it reduces confusion and duplication. It improves speed, used for campaigns with clinical, legal, and operational reviews, and it's a cross-functional coordination. If you look at the entire page, we start with R. Who is responsible for getting the work done? So if you're building a campaign on the, let's say, cholesterol, so you're named the campaign Cholesterol Week. So who is responsible for getting the work done? Brand manager, media, tools, primary ownership, secondary ownership, backup, right? This is the campaign. Who are the accountable people who oversees the task? So you are one of the person accountable for it. Your team would be accountable for it. For clinical review, the clinical team. For legal review, the legal team. for final approval, the top management, the budget, the finance, you create an accountable matrix. Then is your consulted. So when you're making this campaign, who should you need to assist you into completion of a task? So for the doctor's video, the clinical team. For the content, the legal team. For the planning, the internal or the external agencies. So what are the support needed and who will assist in the completion of a task and additional information or support? And finally, who should be informed is who needs to be kept up to date on the progress. So stakeholders, all stakeholders, the clinical, the operation, the HR, the service, the compliance, the legal, everyone. This is how a RACI matrix is formed. It talks about everything. So the summary of a governance checklist is, it's a patient privacy. It's a clinical accuracy. It is ethical messaging and it's a brand consistency. When I say it's a patient privacy, all the content is obtained and patient's data is protected. When I say clinical, all content is reviewed and validated by a medical expert. When I say ethical, the message is honest, non-exaggerated, and free from fear-based claims. And the brand alignment with brand tone, visuals, and communication. Regulatory compliance, platform, audit, post-campaign. All legally required disclaimers and adhere to relevant advertising rules. Platform safety is using reputable and appropriate media platform for patient-facing content. Audit trail maintain clear documentation of all approvals. RACI matrix will help you in the audit trail. Post-campaign review, patient feedback, complaints, campaign learnings systematically. Tracking and reporting, performance monitored regularly, not yearly. Set a reporting rhythm, weekly, monthly, quarterly. Use dashboards like Lucas Studio, Tableau, HubSpot, or Power BI. Track key metrics, CTR, impression conversion, CPL, CPA, SEO traffic, social engagement. Share reports with operations, finance, and clinical terms for alignment and accountability. Feedback mechanisms, use quantitative KIs, use patient feedback, use frontline staff insights. You can have a kind of a feedback survey to the frontline staff, understanding what was going on well, because they are the team at the ground handling the actual patients. Engage clinical teams for feedback on service expectations and referral behavior. And most importantly, monitor online reviews, social comments to understand the sentiment and the patient expectations. Now, referring to the marketing plan. Treat the plan as a living document. Make refine whenever priorities shift, matrix underperform. Adjust targeting, messaging, relocate resources on high ROI activities. Document all changes with rational and communicate updates to stakeholders. Now, coming to the last slide, I would say one thing. Use RACI matrix to have the everything, who is responsible, who is, you know, consulted, who is informed, who is accountable. When you do all these things together, you meet all the deadlines. Thank you. See you on the next chapter.